Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Oak Bowery.
That would be a little weird.
Mm.
The Bowery.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Ravens, like...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Something like that, yeah.
What was the... It was that's where he was from, right? The Bowery
I think
something
that's right.
Like that? From the Bowery.
Yeah, you got me wondering if that's correct here. No, I don't want to read about Raven the drag queen. I'd rather read about Raven the wrestler. The wrestler.
With his
doesn't say
with it, his even doesn't, flow
doesn't seem to say yes the even flow DDT. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Don't forget, every time you click on that and you buy something from Strange Brew Coffee House, you are supporting the Bulldog Initiative. The same way you do when you talk to the good folks over at Pip Printing and Signs. Whatever you need to find to get your business noticed. If you need signage on your business, if you need banners, if you need envelopes, if you need marketing materials, if you need flyers, whatever it is, they've got you covered at Pip Printing and Signs, and they've been doing it for 30 years. They're MSU-owned and operated, and they are going to donate 10% of whatever sale you make with them right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. That's a win-win, guys. You're already spending money on printing. We're not asking you to spend any more money than you're already spending. We're telling you that you give it to Pip Printing. Not only are you going to get great printing and great services, you're going to help the Bulldog Initiative. Call Camden Baker, 601-499-5216, or visit them online at pipridgeland.com to find out more information. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you want new maroon and white merchandise. You want to get rid of the Banner M stuff. The Banner M is gone. It's dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. We're moving on, and we're moving forward with the state script, the M over S, and the interlocking MSU. So you need new gear? Get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. They are the place to get the best meal in town. If you want to get the best lunch in town, you go to Restaurant Tyler. The best dinner in town, Restaurant Tyler. The best Sunday brunch in town, guess what? Restaurant Tyler. So, if you are headed to Starkville anytime soon, if you live here in Starkville and you're thinking, where do I want to eat lunch today? Where would I like to eat dinner this weekend? It's Restaurant Tyler. Head over to Restaurant Tyler for the best meal in town. Priority One Bank has 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi, which means if you live in Central Mississippi, there's one near you, and you don't have to worry about dealing with a big corporate bank that doesn't care about you, your family, or your finances any longer. You can deal with Priority One Bank, get all the same financial services you get from that big corporate bank, but now you're talking to the people who live in your community, they live in your town, that you deal with every single day. That way you don't have to call and worry about being placed on hold for a call center. You're talking to somebody you know. You know who to talk to right from the top. That's a big difference for me. I think it will be for you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Now the hard part. It's always these podcasts, you know, and as we sit here now, we're 2 hours after the game. The rawness sometime of defeat is tough. It's tough to overcome.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
I remember we did a football podcast. Man, I think it was me and Joel. Maybe 30 minutes after the game ended. It was a road game. Neither one of us went to it. And we were just like, let's go ahead and record. And it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough, you know, to be, you know, try to be as objective as you can. And you and I both said the same thing you know, the Mississippi State versus Kentucky. You know, at this point, you're just kind of numb to it. This seems to be like almost an every year occurrence. But again, Mississippi State drops a heartbreaker to the Kentucky Wildcats, a game they led by as many as 13 points in the second half, a game they tied with 8.1 seconds to go. But in the end, Kentucky's Reed Shepherd gets the game winner, and the Wildcats win 91-89. We'll start with the beginning here. If you're a non-biased observer, if you're just watching a college basketball game, you got one of the best games of the year.
Incredible.
Incredible game, back and forth. The teams traded haymakers the entire second half. State goes on a run. Kentucky goes on a run. Kentucky looks like they've got it wrapped up. This is an unbelievable stat, and I credit my cousin, Stephen Agostinelli. He's the webmaster of sixpackspeak.com.
I have heard of that.
Yeah, you work for him.
I think it's what?
He
not work for him.
He runs that on three site that you work for.
Shut your mouth.
So, State was up, down 8.
Don't make that a gimmick.
Hmm?
Don't make that a gimmick.
I like that gimmick. I got to be honest with you. State was down 8 with 50 seconds to go. Kentucky, in that time frame, in the next 50 seconds, they go 8 for 8 at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
State has to foul. Kentucky goes to the line. They get their points every single time down. And yet State was still able to tie the game with 8.1 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Because they traded three for twos.
Scored 14 points in a minute.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And so when Hubbard gets the ball there, as soon as he lifts off, I know that shot's going in.
Yes.
I was like, that shot is going in. And before it even went through the net, I was looking at the clock. So I was like, please only be like 3 seconds left. And there weren't. There were 8.1, and I said to myself, I was like, that is too much time. And, you know,
because we've seen this 1,000 times.
The sequence a few minutes before or a few seconds before, depending on game time, where Cam Matthews is fouled out. That's the key to this whole game.
Yep.
If Matthews is still in the game, he's guarding Reed Shepherd, chances are that he might not get that shot. It's a tougher shot with Cam Matthews. And I know what you're saying, like, Keyshawn Murphy, taller defender. Cam Matthews is a smarter defender.
He was out of position.
He's out of position.
Mm-hmm.
The game within the game was fun to watch. The battle for SEC Freshman of the Year, 34 points for Hubbard, new career high after he set a career high against LSU on Saturday. Reed Shepherd, 32 points. He led Kentucky in points, rebounds, and assists tonight.
Didn't miss a single shot inside the arc.
No.
4 of 7 from 3,
everything
11
else.
Of 14 from the field.
Yeah.
7 assists, 2 turnovers. He was outstanding.
Kentucky 0 of 2 from the free throw line in the first half, 15 of 15 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
State had an opportunity to tie the game with Tolu on the line got a 1-1 out of that and didn't.
That was big.
Because you could tie the game there. And instead, you go down 4.
We could have given the lead.
No, they were down 2.
They were down 1.
Were they down 1?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He had a chance to tie. And he missed the front end of the 1-1. And then he missed, and then he didn't get a chance on the second one.
You'll make me look that up.
Check me.
I'm gonna check you out.
But it was just a game that I can't even be upset about as far as what Mississippi State did. There was a lot of reactionary fans, and that's understood. And I know you guys are upset about it. But to come out and say Mississippi State's a bad team or they choked or they did anything like that, I think that takes away from what Kentucky did, because Kentucky played nearly flawless in the second half. What Kentucky did on offense was as good as you can be.
Yeah, they shot 62%.
56 points.
Yeah.
That is as good as you can be. And I don't think it was – I do think the State had some lapses on defense. Mm-hmm. I certainly think that. Chris Jans admitted that post-game. But I don't think it was egregious defense. I think State guarded for the most part. I think Kentucky just executed. And if you haven't watched this Kentucky team play this year, this is what they're capable of. This isn't John Calipari's worst team, as some people have tried to paint it out to be. This isn't even his third worst team. This is a good team. This is a team that's capable of making a run in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, because I just don't think the defense is going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to shoot themselves into a Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, whatever. At some point, they're going to find somebody that's going to be able to limit what they do offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And by limit, I mean maybe hold them in the 70s because that's about what you can ask for with them.
Yeah.
But they just don't really, and they don't really have a low post.
Like, no, they don't.
Guy that can take over the game.
They're like, they are what Ole Miss wants to be.
Yeah. They are a guard heavy team, yeah. And their guards
are elite.
Outstanding. Reed Sheppard, and if you're looking at Reed Sheppard, yeah. And you're seeing baby faced white guy, let's go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah.
And thinking this dude's just a good he's going to be a lottery pick.
He'll be a lottery pick. Yeah. So some people were taken aback. I think they were like this. I saw a post on your message board that I'm going to hate this guy for the next 4 years. No, you're not.
Unless
you're a big NBA guy and he goes to if you're a Celtics fan and he goes to the Sixers.
But we were all talking. I think we've been talking about the wrong guy for them. But a bunch of people have been talking about Rob Dillingham as SEC Freshman of the Year or their best guy.
Sheppard.
Sheppard is
their guy
because he's such a he's like what Cam Matthews does for State, but he's totally
infinitely
different
more skilled offensively.
Yes. But that's the kind of guy that he is, and that he does everything. He was getting rebounds. He was out front when they ran the press, or he's guarding Hubbard. And I know Hubbard got his points, but as a freshman to come in here and do that was really impressive.
He was 11 of 14, as you said. So 32 points, 5 rebounds, led the team. 7 assists, led the team. 2 blocks,
shoot.
2 steals. Did you just spill?
I did. Do you have a napkin?
I do. Oh God! That's
this night is a disaster.
That's electronics, Robbie.
Well, let's just see what happens. Good.
Is that what I deserve at this point?
That's what I deserve.
All right. Maybe we might
be in trouble here in a few minutes. So
yeah, why don't you go grab some paper towels while we're okay? I'll just hold down the fort with what I was going to say. I mentioned Shepard's stats there, and then for his plus minus, he's plus 11 in 35 minutes played. He's the difference maker. For Kentucky, and you mentioned Dillingham, who 9 points, couple of rebounds, couple of assists, did have a steal. The second leading scorer for Kentucky in this game was Antonio Reeves, who was not great from 3-point land, 2 for 7, but he's 8 for 15 from the field. But goodness, Onyensa was minus 21 in this game. Good Lord, he played 12 minutes and didn't do anything.
And you did what you needed. This show is
giving you everything today.
Yes, I spilt my tea, like right by the board.
Yeah, right where all these wires are. So if you hear a spark, if you hear that, just know that one of us died.
They did what they needed to do with Dillingham. They held him at one point. He had 2 points.
Yeah,
and then he out of nowhere scored 7 in like a minute.
Yeah,
that's how good
Sheppard
they are.
Sheppard also made his last 4 shots.
Oh yeah,
So it was clutch. I mean, it just
no. And what was so impressive to me with him is you foul him, and he goes to the line, and he sinks the free throws like he's just sitting in his backyard. He's a Kentucky kid, right?
Yeah, his dad played there.
So, but I mean, like state of Kentucky.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought. He's a guy that you saw Hoosiers, and I know that's Indiana, but same thing. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that at his house. He had the goal on the barn.
Yeah.
He's out there at age 4 and hitting, drilling threes, shooting 100 free throws a day or something.
Yeah.
But Josh Hubbard's that guy too.
Yeah.
And I think what we saw was 2 incredibly high IQ basketball players take over the ball game, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not it sucks that State lost this game, and it was just another heartbreaking loss in a long line of heartbreaking losses against Kentucky, which it is what it is at this point. But if you are just a college basketball fan, you cannot leave the arena and not be, happy with a lot of what you saw in that game.
It was a great game.
It was just a great ball game. Now, the key for State here is you can't let this snowball. You've got to get over the top here. In these last 3 games.
I thought about this. So State, last time they lost a game, or they lost 2 in a row. They lost to Ole Miss. Emotional game. Great basketball game, back and forth. Then they went on the road to Tuscaloosa and got smoked.
Yeah.
So now you have to hope that doesn't hold, right? You played another emotional game. This one was at home. Back and forth. You had a chance to win and you didn't do it. And now you got to go to Auburn, which is the toughest road environment maybe in college basketball.
Like, we don't expect State to win that game.
I do not.
But what is a good outcome out of that that you think
State can... Just not getting embarrassed. Just going over there. If you lose by 10, it's fine. But
if you lose a close game, is that bad?
No.
That's fine. You're sitting there saying...
No.
Oh, this is two games in a row that we could have won.
No, not over there.
I think that this team is mentally tough enough to get through some bad, not bad games, but outcomes.
Yeah. Like
it was disappointing to see what happened at Alabama, obviously, but coming out of that and being able to win five games in a row, I think you're seeing a team that is experienced in that they can handle these situations. They've become the team that we thought they could be preseason.
Yeah, they took a while to get there. I think part of that is Tolu being hurt too.
Yeah,
you know that it took him, you know, 8 or 9 games into conference play before he started really finding his stride. And if he could have done that against weaker opponents, he would have been hitting his stride when conference play started. And maybe that wins you the South Carolina game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that wins you the game against Ole Miss. I don't know.
But I think the biggest takeaway for me in this game is not that, you know, State couldn't get over the hump again against Kentucky. It's that this offense has grown tremendously as the season's going on.
Definitely true.
You're starting to see a more cohesive unit. And I know they need to have some more guys that are scoring that can pop off for 15, 20 points. I don't know if that's going to happen this year, but I don't think it's so much that as you need to have 8 or 9 guys that can have 7, 8 points, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have the other guys like Keyshawn Murphy, DJ Jeffries, can they get you 8 or 9 points and Josh Hubbard's getting you 25 and Tolu's getting you 25? Because if you're getting that, then this is a really good offense. And I think that coupled with what Mississippi State does on the defensive end, this is a team that, you know, last year we said, you know, they're going to be frustrating in the NCAA tournament to play a team like this because they're so good defensively. They can adjust to whatever style they play. Well, now you have an offense that has actually kept pace in ball games against some good offenses. And as much as this sucked, they were right neck and neck with Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, State had more three-pointers. They shot a higher percentage. Three-pointers. They shot 52%, I think. Kentucky shot 55.
Mm-hmm.
Turnovers weren't terrible. They did have a few. But this offense has gotten better. I still think this isn't – they don't want to play this kind of game that they played today. They want to play a game like they did against LSU. But – and that's the game they were kind of playing in the first half against Kentucky. It just didn't work out. But the fact that we now see that they can run a faster pace – and Josh Hubbard even said they've picked up the pace offensively and they're running a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this team can be the dangerous team that we thought that they could be.
They can.
And
they can.
I still think that they would, even if they falter here down the stretch, which you hope they don't, I still think they have the metrics to get in.
Oh, yeah. They need
to get one more win.
They need another win.
One more win.
Just to be sure.
At worst, with one more win, I think you're nine or ten.
They're probably in regardless, but yeah one more win. Nine wins,
you can't look at that team. You can't look at that team tonight
and
say this is not a tournament team.
Right.
It's impossible.
If I test is a thing, then yeah, for sure.
And they almost, had they won this game,
it'd be over.
Well, had they won this game, it would have been the longest winning streak in 20 years.
Yeah.
In the SEC play. And that is remarkable. The job that they did during the stretch has been outstanding. Now, I think the LSU game kind of, not really wipes this one out, but it didn't make this game as much of a must win for you. So you still have, you know, you're still in good shape here. But, yeah, you really need to beat A&M or South Carolina to close the season. I'm just not going to predict a win there against Auburn.
No, you definitely should not predict that win. But at the same time, you know, we'll I would say that Auburn – I mean, Kentucky was able to go in there and beat that team. And so we'll see. We'll see. You know, they're not invulnerable, but they are very, very tough at home. And we'll talk a lot more about that on Thursday and Friday's Thunder and Lightning podcast. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our good friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Robbie Faulks, dinner was beef tonight.
Sure was.
We can knock out two birds with one stone because you had beef and you had two brothers.
You're exactly right.
I appreciate
right.
you making that efficiency for
it
me.
It was delicious.
You looked happy about it.
I was very happy about it. I've been looking forward to it all day. Actually, I've been looking forward to it since Saturday when I tweeted to eat that.
When you know you're having a steak or something like that, like
I just look forward to it all day.
It just becomes like an obsession. You're like, I cannot wait to get home and cook this steak. And I've been there. And you know, I'm looking forward to it the next time I decide to cook steak because I like steak. And you guys do too. So this weekend, if you're going to fire it up, nothing beats the the sizzle. I went almost full Snoop Dogg mode there and went the swizzle.
Yes.
The swizzle, the sizzle of beef on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Did anybody take us up on the offer to go take a photograph with you tonight?
They did not. A few guys said hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
It's me.
I saw my friend Taylor Boggs in there.
Okay. Good for Taylor.
Did not see Lee Battle. I'm guessing he was in the outfield grilling for Jackson State.
Mm.
Shame if so.
Yeah.
But a few people said hello.
Well, there you go. Anytime you're at Two Brothers, it's a good time. The food's great. The people are nice. The location can't be beat. Their menu is just fantastic. I'm never not going to tell you, hey, don't go to Two Brothers. Go to Two Brothers. Go there. Enjoy yourself. It's smoked Southern soul food in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service, something every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. And fellas, if you are needing technology for your business, you have got to go to Advantage Business Systems. You got to call them because they are not only going to offer you great name brands at great prices, but when something invariably goes wrong, I mean, copiers break down, man. Printers break down. It's what kind of service are you going to offer me after the sale? Am I going to have to be on hold for 40 minutes to get you on the line? Am I going to have to wait a week for you to send somebody out there? Or can I just call your local phone number and, you know, hey, I'm here in the same area as you. Can you be here later today? Yeah, we can make that happen. That's what Advantage Business Systems has to offer you. So give them a call today at 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., we keep talking about them. If you're making a trip to Starkville, you need to be making a trip to Maroon & Co. Great, unique Mississippi State logo wear. Stuff you can't get anywhere else, but of course it features the state script, the M over S, the interlocking MSU. And as we talked about today, if you saw on Twitter, nobody else can give you those Bulldog Initiative hoodies and polos that all the coaches are wearing. So you support the Bulldog Initiative and you get to look great. Maroon & Co. has got a tremendous selection of everything maroon and white. So before you head to Davis-Wade Stadium, before you head to the Hump, before you head to Duty Noble, make sure you head to Maroon & Co. Somebody complained about us, by the way. You know, hey, they put 5 stars on the review.
I saw that.
Of a 30-minute podcast, 12-minute of ad reads. Change it. I don't believe you. 12-minute ad read, no chance.
Me neither.
Unless it was one where we like got off in the weeds. And at that point, it's not an ad read anymore. No. We're just telling stories.
Well, that's kind of part of the whole... That's why we...
It's part of the charm.
I mean, we don't go out of our way to do that, but it takes away from the mundane, robotic whole ad read. And also, if you don't like that, pay us money to replace a sponsor, and we'll put you in that place, and we'll take an ad off. But if somebody's paying us money, we're going to talk about them. Otherwise, why would they pay us money?
Yeah.
We're trying to sell things for them. I don't understand why people don't understand that. But I also think that...
There's also another thing you could do. You could just fast forward.
It's so easy to press that little 15 or 30 second thing.
It is. I appreciate you guys who don't do that and listen in, but...
I do appreciate the fact that they're not being a total... You know what, and giving us like a 1 star or something.
I'll take
like,
the fine. Hey, that's fine. Again, We say you can say whatever you want, but we are allowed to address it as well.
I also think that person has made several comments.
I'm sure they have, but it is what
it is. It's the same
Well, I think that's just people just, I don't know. I could be wrong. It is the same guy that said that took 10 minutes before we talked football. Like, guys.
This be him, dog?
I don't think it's him, no.
I love you anyway, be him, dog.
We do.
Be him, dog, 54.
We love that guy. So, we talk a little baseball here. At first off, by the way, why did State lose today? The baseball team won. When's the last time you've had two wins in a day? Last two Saturdays, State basketball has won. State baseball has lost. Last two Sundays, State baseball has won. Women's basketball has lost. You never get a complete day. So as soon as that baseball game went to Mississippi State, you might as well not have showed up for the basketball game.
I tweeted that today.
Yeah.
State was down 5-0, mm-hmm. and I actually felt good about what was going to happen to the basketball game. And then I tweeted what was the living color skit with Jim Carrey, Fireman?
Fireman Bob.
Yeah.
I think it's the name.
Uh-oh. I tweeted that.
Uh-oh.
When they got the lead, I was like, oh, that's it.
It was 5-0 Jackson State at one point, and I'm literally thinking, this will be the worst loss in Mississippi State history if it happens.
If that would have happened.
And it didn't.
But if it would have.
Yeah.
Would you have been totally shocked if there was
movement?
Yes.
No, would not have been. But there wasn't. They win the game 19-6. They end up getting a bunch of hits. They take advantage of a lot of Jackson State errors. And when I say errors, I don't just necessarily mean errors. I mean mistakes. But, I mean, everything gets the Portnoy treatment, right? But, you cannot watch this team.
No, man, it's so
and dumb. Sit there and look at me with a straight face and say, they'll be fine come conference play.
No.
You can't do that. Their first three series are LSU, at A&M, at Florida. I would tell you they have a better I would say they have a much better chance of being 0-9 in those games than they do being even 1-8.
There's been some great Mississippi State teams that have not been able to beat LSU here.
State has not beaten LSU in a series.
Nobody on this roster, I don't think, was born.
You could be right.
Because I think when I looked at it a couple years ago.
It's like 06. So there'd be some 03, guys that were born.
03, wasn't it?
Is it 03?
I think it was.
I don't want to go through all that.
But I looked at the roster, and it was like three people in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's 2022, sorry. I don't know what's going to happen. I actually do know what's going to happen. It feels like it's going to be bad. It was good that it was a good sign that State actually stung the ball a little bit in this game. I know they walked a ton. But they've been struggling to just put a barrel on one of these balls from these soft-tossing left-handers.
Yeah.
And they actually hit the ball hard against JSU. A lot of doubles, a couple triples, I think.
Had a home
run. Dakota Jordan hit a home run.
Yeah.
So that was promising to me because the offense is going to have to be better than what it's shown. They haven't been able to hit bad pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
And there's two ways to look at that, correct? There's like, they haven't been able to hit bad pitching. Okay, so when they start seeing power pitchers and pitchers who pitch a little more conventionally, they can be a little bit more successful. That's one way to look at it. Yeah. Another way to look at it is when they face good pitching, they're going to struggle worse.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I think there's some glaring holes in this lineup that is, I don't know if it's going to get better or not. I mean, it certainly could. At this point last year, nobody was really over the moon with Dakota Jordan because he was kind of struggling.
He struggled early, yeah.
You know, Hunter Hines has not been great at this point. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been himself yet.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time believing either one of those guys are going to really struggle this year. And, you know, Dakota's actually, his numbers I don't think are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, Colby Holcomb, I don't know.
That's somebody you're going to have to move on from at this point.
I just don't know if he's struggling to throw strikes against Jackson State, and when he is throwing strikes, they're
barreling him up.
I just don't know if it's going to happen. And, you know, that was a guy that could have been a weekend starter for you. I don't know what their weekend plans are if one of the three guys don't work out. Because I don't know who else could step in there and help you. Bradley Lofton pitched.
Mm-hmm.
That was good to get him back out there. I think he gave up a home run. I never saw his numbers. But it's just a team that I think is on the surface right now. It looks like they're going to struggle against SEC teams. And that's not good.
Lofton threw two innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, two Ks, one wild pitch, one hit batter.
Okay, I'm getting back in the
45 pitches, 30 strikes.
See, that's one thing I like about Bradley Lofton is he doesn't walk many guys.
Right.
So, you know, when he starts to get in his groove, I think he could be really good.
Holcomb, though, goodness gracious. Inning in a third, three hits, five runs, all earned, two walks, two strikeouts. Yep. 32 pitches, 16 strikes. I mean, that's just
that. He walked a guy in the first and then gave up a two-run blast.
Yeah.
It's just we see some massive improvements in areas because they're just not walks are coming.
He's the one guy that it still looks like last year.
Yeah, that it doesn't look like it's really
clicked. And which is crazy to me. That's a guy that prior to the season we were like could be your Friday night guy.
How many what is it with Mississippi State and these like super talented like guys that have the
like Sarantola
Brandon Woodruff was like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we see these guys that come through that you're like, if it ever clicks for them, they could be
great. And
you know, top three rounds, and just doesn't happen. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Does this week being a short week, just having to go dumb back, comes back on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, everybody loses a day of rest. Does that concern you at all?
Not really. I don't think it'll be too big of a deal. It is kind of strange that it's happening this early in the schedule. Do they usually do this?
No.
Thursday game in non-conference?
Lamonis said on Sports Talk Mississippi on Monday that there was a travel issue, so they bumped everything up. I don't know what that issue could have been. I don't know. I didn't ask. But that's what he said. So, let's call it a day.
Yeah,
I can only talk so much about this baseball team. Tomorrow, I got a task for you. This is what we're going to talk about. I talked about it a little bit on a show that should be airing later tonight, but we had to record it today because you and I aren't going to be around.
Late night tomorrow, coming back from Huntsville, Alabama.
Is Josh Hubbard the best freshman in Mississippi State history?
Regardless of sport. Okay.
I got some names. We'll talk about them tomorrow. But that's going to be the focus of tomorrow's podcast. So.
Okay.
Guys, have a great Wednesday. Robbie and I are headed to Huntsville, Alabama for AEW Dynamite. Looking forward, and AEW Collision. They're doing a double taping tonight, so we're going over there with Logan Lowry. Should be a lot of fun. Look for us on TV. You never know. You might see us. Have a great Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian. Hey, Dad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
You are innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.